At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Cursor, the AI coding tool, has acquired a new enterprise startup called Koala. And they're doing this basically to try to compete better with GitHub Copilot. But I think that there is so much more to this story. I think the entire industry is going through a really interesting moment right now with these kind of acqui-hires and half hires and buying the top talent from companies without buying the company. It's kind of crazy. We're seeing it in a big way with another AI coding company, Windsurf, that basically the leadership team got acqui-hired by Google, leaving the entire rest of the company to kind of fend for themselves. They were all kind of depressed. There wasn't the big exit they hoped for, but they were actually then purchased by, I believe, Cognizant, which is the creator of Devin, the AI coding tool. Anyways, all of these AI coding tools, I'm going to get into why so many of them exist. But specifically, I want to talk about what just happened with Koala here, because this is more interesting than I think any of those deals. And it's got more drama, maybe, but really, really juicy, very, very interesting. Based off of what's going on at Koala. Before we get into that, if you want to try any of the top AI models, I would love for you to try out AIbox.ai. This is my own startup. We currently are in beta, and we have a platform that allows you to test out the top 40 AI models for one subscription price. So for $20 a month, you get access to all of the Anthropic, Google, Cohere, DeepSeek, Meta, Microsoft, NVIDIA, OpenAI, Qwen, XAI. You get all a bunch of really interesting image models and audio models, and you can chat with all of them in the same chat thread. So you don't have to have 10 tabs open if you want to try that. Use these different models all in the same thread. You can talk with them. You can just switch your model while mid-conversation. You can switch to a new model that might be better at doing certain tasks. And you can also compare results from different models. So you can ask a question and get it to get, and you can get, four different models to respond to it to see, is Google better? Is OpenAI better? Is Anthropic better? Is DeepSeek better answering this particular type of question? And you also can then, based off of that same conversation, talk to an image model or talk to an audio model and create audio files all within the same platform for one price. So if you want to try it out, I'll leave a link in the description. It's AIbox.ai. It's currently in beta. We're getting some great reviews, but also some really good feedback and some cool features that we're adding based off of that. So if you see anything that you think, man, I really wish there was an AI company that did X, Y, and Z thing, let us know. We're actively building and adding a whole bunch of cool new features. We'd be thrilled to get your feedback. All right, let's go into what is happening with Koala. So first, let's talk about the fate of Koala. Koala recently announced in a blog post that they were going out of business. They have a blog post called So Long and Thanks for All the Eucalyptus. And basically, they said that effective September this year, they're going to be winding down their entire company. They said that they are going to be processing refunds for any unused subscriptions for their customers. Okay, so this is kind of interesting. We understand what's happening to their customers. They're winding down the company and they're refunding, customers that maybe paid for the annual, the annual package or whatever. But what is Koala? Where did it come from? What is it doing? This is what I found to be super, super interesting. Basically, Koala raised their Series A. They just raised a Series A 5 months ago. And by the way, by Series A, is this a small company? Is it a big company? They raised $15 million. So to me, $15 million is pretty good. I feel like when you raise a Series A, basic startup wisdom is that you want your, I guess we're in a hyper growth phase right now, but you technically want to do a raise and make sure that it's good for 12 months if you're risky, 24 months if you're not. Basically that's what you want it to be good for. And if you need more money, then as you're starting to run out, go do another raise or try to get revenue up, whatever, right? That's basically what you want. They spent the 15 $1 million in 5 months and or are closing down or announced that they're closing down in the 5 months. So to me, that's kind of crazy because I'm like, did they just do this raise as like a cash grab? Like, did they know they're going to go bankrupt in 5 months? That's not a very long time. That's not even 6 months after they did the raise. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. To me, I will throw shade at that. I think that's kind of very not cool to their investors. They have HubSpot Ventures, Recall Capital, Afore, who are all in this round. It was led by CRV. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's not cool. But in any case, regardless of that, they are getting bought out, right? That should be exciting. So they were 4 years old. They had about 30 employees. If you go look at their LinkedIn, you could see that. And they had a bunch of big clients, right? They had Vercel, StatSig, Retool, that were all clients of theirs. Okay, so no one from, by the way, no one from Qualla or Cursor is like commenting on this story, but you could just go figure out a lot of this data publicly available and you can understand. And then some sources from inside the company are essentially leaking this because probably, you know, I feel like we get better leaks when this story is a little bit more heinous. Like in my opinion, 5 months after raising $15 million, you go completely out of business. I'm like, ugh, someone probably doesn't feel good. They're just going to leak what's happening, basically spill all the tea inside the company. Okay. So that's what was happening with Qualla. What's happening with Cursor? So Cursor, obviously big AI tool. It's growing really fast. It's competing with Microsoft, Anthropic. Anthropic now has Claude Code, who personally, that's what we use over at AI Box to develop everything. And it's like insane. I know Cursor is probably a great competitor. It's not the one that we are typically using. And by the way, Qualla wasn't like a random company, I guess. It's, you know, had a bunch of customers that I mentioned, but their co-founders came from Meta. They had advisors like Jack Altman on there. So like, it should have been a legit company. It wasn't like necessarily an AI company, quote unquote. Basically from what it was doing. But Cursor is going and hiring them. And basically what they're doing is they're not taking the whole company. They're just grabbing their top talent pretty much from the company. So basically the deal is that Cursor is going to bring on a bunch of Qualla's top engineers to build out a dedicated enterprise readiness team. But the rest of the Qualla team are not going to be joining any Sphere, and they don't plan on integrating any of the startup's core CRM products. So it's like a CRM, right? So basically they're like, okay, we'll buy you guys, but you're going out of business anyway. So basically we're acqui-hiring your top engineers and getting them like to work on our stuff as soon as possible. And the rest of the company can just go bankrupt. We're not using anything that it's doing and everyone's getting let go basically. So it's kind of like a weird deal. I mean, basically it's like, I think there was some talent in the company and this is sort of their like golden, I don't know, it's like their parachute out. Although I don't know why they wouldn't have just gotten jobs there. Maybe they wanted to make it feel like an acquisition. Maybe as part of the acquisition, some money was getting repaid to investors. So investors were pushing like, hey, don't go get new jobs. Please let us get an acquisition out of this thing so that we could get some sort of payback. Maybe the CEO felt bad about his 5 months of raise to bankruptcy. But in any case, this is basically what's happening, which is really interesting. So the reason I wanted to talk about this on that podcast today is because I think this is a trend we are seeing in so many different AI companies. We are not seeing these clean cut acquisitions that we used to see in the past. We're seeing these weird acqui-hires. Maybe they take the company. And this, by the way, isn't the first time that Cursor has purchased a company like this and sort of just like leashed the talent out. Nor basically all of these top AI, all these top companies. Google has done this with a number of companies. Everyone seems to be doing this. They just like kind of buy the company, take the top talent, let the company die. Maybe the company was kind of doing that to itself. So this is one thing that I did think was pretty interesting from this. Basically, Cursor also did this to a company called Resourcely. And I think they're pretty much hoping that Qualla and Resourcely's talent are going to help them make their company much better. They have something which is like an IDE, which are basically Copilot works as an AI-powered extension to existing IDEs or integrated development environments. So you think about like VS Code, JetBrains, all of that. They plug into that and they're hoping that by acquiring companies like Qualla and Resourcely, this is another one that they also did this to, they're basically going to boost their own product, but they don't want to take on any of the companies. Now, Cursor is expanding very fast. This is a huge company. They recently announced that they reached $500 million in annual recurring revenue. This is just back in June. So very recently, they have, I think they say that they now work with more than half of Fortune 500 companies. NVIDIA, Uber, Adobe are all kind of are all using Cursor. I mean, it is a great product. It's one of the ones that I hear talked about the most in this kind of field. But it's also competing directly with Microsoft with GitHub Copilot, directly with Google. And so it definitely has a lot of some pretty stiff competition here. And of course, directly with Anthropic, who basically it's a very complicated situation because they rely on Anthropic. It's the number one model used for coders. So they like Cursor needs Anthropic, but also Anthropic has Claude Code, which is a direct competitor to Cursor. So it's kind of this interesting position where a lot of people have said, oh, Claude, like Anthropic just made Claude Code because basically their biggest vendor, their biggest user was Cursor. And they're like, oh, we could do that. Like they, you know, and so this is kind of interesting. But in any case, all of these are definitely different types of tools. Employers tend to view the product similarly. All the AI tools are improving productivity of the software engineers, but they might have different like pros and cons when you're looking at the tools from Anthropic, Google, Cursor, Cognition. All of them are kind of slightly different, but I don't know. They all are helping developers. So why this brings up the final question of the podcast, which is why are there so many of these tools for AI developers? Like why is this the number one thing that I see news articles on? I think really it's because this is the biggest area that has reached product market fit right now. Developers are seeing so much value from these tools, and our company included over at AI Box, like Claude Code has completely changed the scale at which we can build out new features and products. And that's why on the pod, like normally when I build, you know, when I work on software things, I'm normally not telling people like, hey, go try my product. If you think of any cool new features, like let me know, because I'd get so inundated with requests. But at this point with Claude Code, we actually can execute on a huge portion of feature requests that we get. We're just so much faster basically with what we're able to pump out there. And so a lot of developers are seeing this exact same thing. If you go on Twitter, you can see people, you know, we were spending thousands of dollars with Anthropic's credits with Claude Code before we realized that there's something called Claude Code Max, which is $200 a month per user. And it lets you basically get unlimited. They sort of have some rate limits, but in any case, really phenomenal value that developers are getting. And because of this, there is a ton of competition. You can spend thousands of dollars. And I think a lot of companies want every single one of their developers to be using one of these tools because you get such a multiplier on what they're actually able to produce. So overall, this is a very interesting part of the industry. I think that there is going to be a lot of growth here. I'll be curious to see if one of these companies in particular continues to run away with the market the way Claude Code has, or if Cursor is able to kind of catch up, if GitHub Copilot is able to cement itself. It feels like Claude Code is in the lead, but Cursor and GitHub Copilot are not far behind. So yeah, I'll definitely keep you up to date on how this market plays out, because it's going to be a very fierce battle. Like we're talking the biggest companies, Google, Microsoft, competing directly with these startups. And so yeah, it's definitely going to be some stiff competition. Hey, if you enjoyed the podcast today, if you enjoyed the episode, and if you learned anything new, I would love for you to leave a review of the podcast. It helps the show basically get shown to new people. So it helps out a ton. And also make sure to go check out AIbox.ai. If you haven't already, we're in beta and we are currently letting people try the top 40 AI models for just $20 a month. So you don't have to have subscriptions to every single AI platform out there. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you in the next episode.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.